Last year, Dr. Christian Joskowski, a public health research scientist based at the University of Arkansas, conducted an anonymous survey at the behest of a state legislator to measure sexual assault on campus. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the disturbing results appear to be spurring political action.
Christian Joskowski, an associate professor of public health in the College of Education and Health Professions, investigates and researches the spectrum of human sexuality, from desire and pleasure to sexual consent and violence. In 2016, she met State Representative Greg Letting, Democrat District 86 Fayetteville, at a Northwest Arkansas forum on sexual violence. Letting asked Joskowski if she could provide him hard data on the incidence of sexual assault on the University of Arkansas campus. She agreed.
And so I conducted an online anonymous survey that was administered to students through a number of general elective courses. That way we could get a somewhat diverse sample in terms of course majors, in terms of year in school. So we were not particularly targeting any general major or demographic in particular.
The survey was posted online last year after students had attended classes for several months. Joskowski asked class instructors and professors to encourage students to participate. More than 1,000 women and men did.
31% of the sample report of women in the sample reported non-consensual sexual contact. So this could include non-consensual touching, non-consensual oral sex, non-consensual vaginal penile sex, or non-consensual anal sex. So it did include a range of behaviors.
A majority of sexual assault, she says, occurred in a dorm, residence hall, or at a Greek life party, or campus adjacent, a public party or apartment. Joskowski concedes the percentage reported is high.
But I also think that it's important to point out that this is not brand new, that women have been experiencing pretty high rates of sexual assault for decades.
Joskowski says a majority of students have engaged in consensual sexual activity prior to enrolling in college, which continues. But students and the public remain mostly unaware of just how pervasive sexual assault is on major college campuses.
Yeah, so I asked demographic questions, so students' year in school, their age, their gender, race, ethnicity, things like that. I asked victimization questions, and that means their experiences of sexual assault. And so I had sexual assault that included non-consensual touching as well as non-consensual penetration. And then I also asked about attempts at sexual assault, so attempted penetration that wasn't completed but was still not consensual. And that I used a measure called the Sexual Experience Survey, which is a validated sort of gold standard measure, and that measure very much corresponds with how the University of Arkansas defines sexual assault according to their student code of conduct.
And certain predators, Joskowski says, fit a certain profile.
People who perpetrate sexual assault are actually more likely to have been a victim of sexual assault, particularly in childhood. So there's one factor. Alcohol consumption is also a risk factor. Specific attitudes or belief structures, like views around traditional gender roles or hostility toward women, men who express sort of a what we call precarious masculinity. So this view that their masculinity is constantly being challenged and they need to prove their masculinity.
Joskowski says the culture has not traditionally held men accountable, but that's changing with the rise of the Me Too movement, women coming forward to report sexual assault in sport, entertainment, and in the workplace.
You have gender discrepancies when it comes to power, and that manifests on college campuses as well, and that men typically have more power on college campuses. Just in general, in our culture, men are positioned as having more power, and with more power comes the opportunity to take advantage.
The survey, however, revealed most women who've experienced sexual assault do not report it.
College women experience sexual assault at higher rates during their first year on campus. And first year is a time where students are trying to fit in, they're trying to make friends, they don't want to call attention to themselves in a negative way.
victims should report sexual assault, Joskowski says, to authorities. Under a federal statute known as Title IX, publicly funded schools are required to respond and remedy situations of sexual harassment and sexual violence. Failure to do so violates federal law, placing the institution at risk for losing federal funding. A Title IX case brought by a female UA student reported to have been raped is currently under appeal in the Eighth Circuit. On January 18th, Kristen Joskowski presented her sexual assault survey findings to the Arkansas Legislative Council's Higher Education Subcommittee. Democratic State Representative Greg Letting co-chairs the subcommittee. He said the survey results are shocking.
I think there were a few statistics that jumped out at me, namely that nearly a quarter of the people had reported two or more sexual assaults, and roughly the same number reported that their sexual assault involved two or more perpetrators. I was not necessarily surprised to learn that not many people had reported their assault to the Fayetteville Police or the UAPD, but it was surprising that not a single person had reported their assault to the police. And I think that's a sign of a potentially very big problem.
Joskowski says victims of sexual assault often fear authority as well as being ostracized by their peers. Although abstinence is widely taught, she says, Arkansas is one of 14 states that do not mandate sex education as part of public school health curricula. Letting says that issue may be taken up during the next general session in 2019.
We had a couple of Republican lawmakers suggest that at our meeting because there are a number of people who believe that we can't wait to address this issue once students arrive on campus. This is the kind of thing that we need to be teaching and talking about at a much earlier age.
Kristen Joskowski says data show comprehensive sex education yields myriad positive results.
As well as healthy relationships, communication, promotion of self-esteem and so forth. There's a lot of elements to good sexuality education. So I think people focus on this, okay, you're just going to teach kids about sex. Sure, you're going to teach them how to have safe sex, how to have sex consensually, how to understand if your partner wants to have sex with you. And in fact, comprehensive sex education has shown to delay sexual initiation, meaning people who experience comprehensive sex ed are more likely to have sex later than they are if they experience abstinence education or no education at all.
Now, in late 2014, then-President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden launched the It's on Us initiative, a campaign to raise awareness about ending sexual assault on college campuses. A task force report titled Not Alone revealed one in five female students reported being sexually assaulted. As a consequence, the U.S. Department of Education called for a federal investigation across campuses, including the University of Arkansas. But late last year, the U.S. Department of Education, under President Trump, revoked Obama's initiative, driving, critics say, campus sexual assault victims back into the shadows. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.